headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Zed Nation. This is Addy and Radha with your 11 a.m. Zed Lines. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has today flown into North Queensland to visit flood-affected areas. The Prime Minister has pledged to support the Queensland Government in its recovery efforts and is in regular contact with Queensland Premier David Crisafulli. The floods so far have taken two lives and is wreaking havoc on North Queensland. The ADF is currently involved in flood mitigation efforts, including replacing a section of a Bruce Highway damaged by severe flooding.
In national news, the supermarket giant Coles has announced today that over 2,500 products, or 10% of its product range, will no longer be offered at the stores. This is in a bid to cut down on duplication of products. The views of experts on this move remain mixed. Gary Mortimer, a retail expert and professor from QUT, argues that this move will remove complexity by eliminating choice where possible. This would hopefully result in lower prices for consumers. On the other hand, Associate Professor Andy Sumlow from the University of Wollongong argues that any reduction in choice is never good for consumers because it would force Coles to manufacture more goods in-house. This would give Coles a greater hand when negotiating with suppliers in the future, which would be detrimental to consumers.
In international news, a UN report states that over 100 female prisoners were sexually assaulted and burnt alive in a jailbreak in Goma, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, after M23 rebels seized control of the city. Hundreds of inmates have escaped from Goma's prison amid the chaos, with between 165 and 167 women reportedly assaulted, before many were killed in a fire set by male prisoners. The ongoing conflict has led to at least 2,900 deaths, with mass burials taking place. Despite announcing a ceasefire, the Rwandan-backed M23 launched a new offensive, capturing the mining town of Nyabibwe.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.